Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
William Lyle was at the wheel of his front loader. It was 1996, and he was excavating gravel to spread over his farm's driveways, when suddenly he uncovered something that looked like a long, curving tree. It wasn't, though. It was the 8-foot tusk of a woolly mammoth, a species that had not walked the earth for 11,000 years. Minnesota is not a state rich in fossils from the Pleistocene Age, given that most of the land was covered by glaciers during the last ice age. But William Lyle's farm, near Albert Lea, sits at the edge of where the glaciers ended. Another mammoth skeleton had been found nearby in Hollandale decades earlier. The tusk dug up from the Lyle farm was accompanied by a second tusk, a skull, and teeth. The reassembled Lyle mammoth head now resides with the Hollandale mammoth skeleton at the Science Museum of Minnesota.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.